Everybody.
Good evening.
All right, one more time, good evening. I need something back. There you go. It's all right. Hey, so first off, let me just start by thanking the Rialto PD staff, the entire staff, for allowing me to be on your guys' team because, again, I take everything that you guys do, and it's respectful, it's admirable. The service you guys give to the community, and again, inviting me to be a part of your team, Jeanette, Chief, everybody else, thank you guys so much. I'll start with that. Next, parents and friends and family of the graduates, I want to thank you guys for allowing me to be on your team for the past 10 weeks as I was involved with your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter, and allowing me to fulfill my mission of giving back to them and sowing into them the little bit of time that we had together. So thank you guys for your commitment to your kids, to their betterment, to putting them in a program like this. And speaking from experience to you guys, I sat in a similar program when I was 14 years old. It was called the Marine Corps Double Pup Program, and that program was all about youth development as well. So your investment, your support, I thank you guys for that. It's appreciated, and I guarantee you this. And again, speaking from experience, when these young men and women are older, when they're going through adversity in life, they're gonna look back on things like this that supported them and allowed them to overcome mentally and physically. So again, thank you guys for allowing me to be on your guys' team. And then now directly to the class, Platoon 17. You know, when I was preparing my speech for you guys, I was thinking about what was the mission objective of today? What was the one or two things that I wanted to sow into you guys as this could be the last time that we ever interact together? And I didn't want to give you a rah-rah type speech. I didn't want to do nothing like that. What I wanted to do and what I felt was best for you when I was sitting in your position was giving you some things that I felt would take away or that you can take away and that at the right moment in your life, that you guys, they would hit you in the right moment. Maybe when you're down and you're out, you're frustrated, or maybe when you think that, man, you've given everything you have and things aren't just going your way, because that's what's gonna happen. And you know, I can tell you this, you know, my accolades and my bio, it wasn't to impress you, it was to impress upon you that through all of the good choices I've made, they've come with sacrifice. They've come with things that I had to do in regard to sacrificing my personal time away from family in order to make myself better, to set myself up for success. And so what I wanted to do was think about the time that we spent together in my facility, where what I always told you guys, my mission, my purpose there, my job was not to beat you guys down on a mental and physical level, it was to bring the best out of you guys. And so with what we went through, and you guys know what we went through, you guys in that short period of time realized something about your guys' selves. You guys realize the true potential that you have inside of you guys when you guys are faced with adversity, when you guys are tired, when you guys are out. And so what I want to do is give you guys a couple key takeaways that you guys can take, put in your mind, and at the right time and place in your life, hopefully they'll come out when you need them the most. Sound good? Sound good? All right, let's go. So the first one is show up when you don't want to show up. I want you to think about the Saturdays when you had to get up early, when your parents were probably nagging you to get up, get out of the rack, get up out of the bed, brush your teeth, get ready, because you had to be at the headquarters by 08 or 08:30, whatever it was, so that you can be in PT at my spot at whatever time it was. You didn't want to show up, but guess what? You're the 19 that did show up. You kept showing up when you were tired, when you didn't want to be there, knowing that you were going to go and be challenged mentally, physically. So what I would tell you, the first takeaway is keep showing up in life. When you go through life, again, not everything's gonna be pretty, I guarantee you that. As you get older, there's gonna be a lot of setbacks, a lot of frustration, but there's gonna be a lot of good moments. But one thing is certain, is that you gotta show up even when you don't want to. And if you keep showing up, you're gonna put yourself in a good position later on in life. Sound good? The second takeaway that I want you guys to put in your mind is do the work. Think about when we were in the facility getting after it, when I kept pushing you guys and I telling you guys, hey, let's keep going. Keep going when you get tired. I want you to keep going. You got a little bit more in you. That was you doing the work even when you started getting tired. So as you guys navigate through life, as you guys navigate through school, as you guys navigate through whatever career choices you guys take, you're gonna have to do the work. There is no ifs, ands, buts about it. If you want the reward, you have to do the work. And it's not always gonna feel good. It's not always gonna be pretty. You're not gonna wanna do it, but you're gonna have to do the work. Sound good?
Yes, sir.
The third takeaway I want you to think about is be part of the team. Be part of the team. One thing is certain, is that you're not going to be able to navigate this life that you're about to embark on as you get older without some type of team in your life. Your team is not, I'm not referring to the friends that you think you have right now, because those friends are going to come and go. You're going to have a lot of people in your life come and go. That's just the nature of life. At the end of the day, you're going to have to build a team that supports your mission, your objective, your purpose in life. It starts with your family because they care about you. It starts with the people right here, the staff. The people that really want the best for you, that's your team. So be part of the team. Be a functioning part of the team. Do your job as part of the team. Pick up, do your, carry your weight. And I guarantee you this much, that if you become part of your team, or you become part of a team, you're going to get a lot further in life than if you try to do everything on your own. Sound good? And the last thing I'll tell you, because I really want to drive this one home to you guys, is believe in yourselves. Continue to believe in yourselves. I'll leave you with this. As you continue to move forward in life, life is going to be filled with a lot of uncertainties, a lot of challenges. And here's one fact. The minute that you, I, and everybody else here is born, we're on a time clock. That time clock is our time to leave this earth. The thing is, we don't know when that is. But you got to believe in yourself through all of this. Because if you do not, if you give up on yourself, then all you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for a life of frustration, a life of blame. Remember, when it gets hard, that's the challenge. That's the true test of how bad do you really want to get after it. How bad do you want whatever it is you're trying to achieve in life? That's the challenge. And it's not always going to be nice. It's not always going to be pretty. You're not going to want to do it. But if you continue to believe in yourself and do the work and execute and be part of the team, you're going to set yourself up for success. So my hat's off to you as I leave you with that. Congratulations. Continue to fight. Continue to push forward. Continue to thrive forward. And continue to keep striving to be your very best. Keep your standards high and stay in the fight. I'll see you on the other side. Semper Fi. Thank you.